Hillary, do you know, did any other commissioners sign up to appear for agenda item five?
No, we have just
Okay.
Mr. Sweet today.
Great. Okay. Well, Commissioner Sweet, if you can bear with us for just a minute, I'm just checking to see if we can get Mike Rose back here. If not, we'll have you go ahead in just a couple minutes, if you don't mind waiting a minute.
Well, no problem at all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, why don't we have you go ahead, Commissioner? We have a quorum, so we're fine in that respect. And your comments we'll make sure we get to anybody who's not here at the moment. So welcome. Thanks for joining us today. But you've got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, that's
All
good.
right, yeah, that'll be not very, I'm sure I'm worthwhile listening to anyway, but this will make it even better. Chair Imason, members of the Board of Forestry and State Forester Doherty, I'm John Sweet, Coos County Commissioner and Vice Chair of the County Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. The more I think about the Board of Forestry's decision to move ahead with the process to implement the proposed HCP in the trust lands, the more frustrated I become, both as a trust land county commissioner and as a citizen and taxpayer of our state. Three times now, courts have ruled the county's rights regarding management of the trust lands are being ignored. The latest decision resulted in a $1 billion judgment against the state. That too is seemingly being ignored in spite of interest, which is accruing at the rate of $250,000 a day. The judgment is divided into two parts, past damages and future damages. It would seem reasonable to expect that the Oregon Department of Forestry and the Board of Forestry would be working to mitigate future damages, which exceed $300 million. We're talking about serious money here. But no, instead of working to reduce future damages, we seem to be intent on increasing them. I have to wonder, has the department and the board notified the governor's office and the legislature of what is happening? Then, on top of the dollars involved in the Linn County lawsuit, the state is the beneficiary of the vast majority of annual trust lands harvest proceeds. Oregon Department of Forestry receives just over one-third of the harvest proceeds. The remaining two-thirds go to the counties, which in turn distribute it to local taxing districts, including schools. The schools receive.
We've lost you there, just in the last 30 seconds. And Jason, can we help out here? We're not, at least, are the other board members hearing the commissioner? Okay. No, none of us are right now. We just in the last minute.
His microphone looks muted.
How about that?
That is better. Yes.
Good. Go. Okay. Jason just sent me something. I was having to unmute by holding down my space bar, and apparently the machine got tired of that. It was a temporary fix. I've gone well beyond that, I can see. Thank you, Brenda, for helping out so much. Anyway, on top of the dollars involved in the Linn County lawsuit, the state itself, not the counties, is the primary beneficiary of a majority of the annual trust lands harvest proceeds. Oregon Department of Forestry receives just over one-third of the harvest proceeds for management. The remaining two-thirds go to the counties, which in turn distribute it to local taxing districts, including schools, which get almost 50% of that two-thirds, another one-third. So the state, and to the extent that these dollars that flow from the trust lands to the schools serve to offset the payments schools make, the state makes to the school districts under the school equalization formula, these dollars in essence go to the state. This reduces almost dollar for dollar what the state pays into the school equalization program. Is the state aware of how an HCP that reduces acreage available for harvest to less than half of the trust on acreage will decrease both Oregon Department of Forestry and school funding? Where then will the money currently generated from trust lands come to fund Oregon Department of Forestry and the schools once half those lands are put off limits to harvest? There are millions of dollars at stake. Surely, reduced harvest levels under the HCP will put people out of work. Has anyone made a calculation what this will cost the state in increased safety net benefits and, more importantly, in loss of human capital? Given the state's current financial condition and the incidence of poverty in many of our rural counties, why are we considering an HCP which drastically reduces harvest levels and revenues? Keep in mind that hundreds of thousands, millions of acres of Oregon forest lands have already been set aside almost entirely for environmental purposes. Added up, our national forest, the BLM-managed O&C Railroad and Coos Bay Wagon Road lands, and the Elliott State Forest are already providing for little to no harvest. They have been systematically precluded from any reasonable level of harvest. And where does this all stop? Are our efforts to limit harvest on public lands resulting in too much harvest pressure on private lands? By restricting harvest on Oregon's lands, which are subject to environmental regulation, are we driving harvest out of our country to places like the Brazilian rainforest, which seems to have no regulations regarding harvest and is being depleted at an alarming rate? Check with U.S. plywood producers whose market share in our own country has been taken by Brazilian products or was being taken by Brazilian products until they encountered some quality problems. This is real. It's been happening. The unintended consequences of our unnecessary harvest restrictions are real and pose serious threats to our global environment as well as to our local economies. And lastly, has anyone taken time to compare the incremental gain in environmental well-being to the incremental loss of revenues, jobs, and human capital that will result from this HCP? These are difficult comparisons, certainly not apples to apples, but they have to be done. You have a duty, it seems to me, to see that the trust lands are being managed for economic, social, and environmental benefits. The proposed HCP does not even come close to doing this. Please abandon it or insist on better terms. And I thank you again for the opportunity to provide perhaps a rural county perspective to the work you are confronted with. It's not an easy task. Thank goodness you're doing it, not I. but please give this consideration.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions from board members? I guess one thing I would just say, Commissioner, and I have a lot of respect for you and the work that you do. I can only speak for myself, but I think that in my supporting taking the next step with respect to the HCP, which would be the National Environmental Policy Act process, was informed in part, or at least the judgment I thought I was making in part, was that when it comes to also our responsibility to manage for things like the Endangered Species Act, that we were, and the comparative analysis that was done by the department staff, or it was actually done by an outside, by Echo Northwest, I believe, showed that the best approach from also from not just an ESA perspective, but really from an economic perspective, and looking at timber harvest values and that sort of thing was HCP process rather than in getting a long-term agreement about that rather than the year-to-year process that we go through and the cost associated with that. So it was not a decision, I think, that was made lightly. And it also was a decision that, where we were trying to look at the economics as well, all the broad responsibilities that we have. But I do appreciate, too, that there can be differences on this. And I think there's, a lot of work to be done. I think it will be useful and helpful for the counties, the trust counties, to be engaged in that process as we move ahead. That's just my own perspective, but I appreciate your sharing your views with us today. And we value the relationship with the counties, and will going forward as well. But I don't know whether other board members have any other comments at this point or not. But we appreciate your being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brendan McComb and Jim Kelly both have their hands up.
Thanks, Tom, and thank you, Commissioner Sweet, for your comments. I certainly do appreciate the frustrations that some people feel about this, but just to carry on Tom's comments, the National Environmental Policy Act is a mechanism for stakeholders to voice their views and concerns, and so if there are other things that that ODF and the board should consider that would allow ODF to proceed forward in a more efficient and certain manner, and also ensure that they do not violate the Endangered Species Act, then comments during the NEPA process is the place to help us understand those alternatives. So I really encourage you and the other commissioners to take part in that process.
Thank you, Brenda.
And Jim?
Yeah, mostly I just wanted to echo what Chair Imason said. My vote here was what I really believe was going to be in the best interest of the counties long term. And so I understand that we don't all see it the same way, and I respect that. I also wanted to point out that it was good. I heard you say one new thing, John, that I hadn't understood or thought about before, which was the effect on the state in terms of the equalization on the schools. So I appreciate that. I'm always open to trying to get as best grasp of the big picture as possible. And so thank you for that.
Well, I just had my 81st birthday 3 days ago, so perhaps my long-term perspective is considerably shorter than most of yours, but I'm not sure we're getting an adequate amount of harvests and revenues out of the forest for whatever reason to fund the Oregon Department of Forestry and fund our schools and with something left over for local taxing districts.
Well, thank you again.
Okay. May I continue to sit in on the meeting?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. I'll have to get off at some point in time, but I'm very interested in some of the things you're discussing.
Yes, but
I'll mute.